to remind you guys that Jillian and I will be gone tomorrow. Linda will be covering the office upstairs. She'll be transferring her phones upstairs.
Thank you.
We'll be in Springfield.
Do you have transportation? Are you taking the commission car?
I think it would probably be shorter for me just to drive.
Oh, that's true. You're up there. Okay.
Sure. So, I have scheduled Jim for a conference. Know Your Region is put on by the Extension Office. I also sent you other two an email to ask if you were interested in attending. Look at that. What I sent you. Do you remember?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Would you like me to?
I'm not too. Do you know anything about this?
No.
I'm not too excited about it.
Well, I'm going to wait for the. No, I know. The reason I was even doing it was. Let me ask you that. I thought it was a division of the Ozark Regional Economic Partnership since they're one of the sponsors.
Right.
I assumed it was something that they've been kind of endorsed, so that's why I was intrigued to go.
Well, it's handy and.
Well, I mean.
It's in Springfield, right?
It's in Springfield, uh-huh. It's on September 16th. It costs $20.
$20?
Can we
say
the money?
Goodbye?
Do you want the money instead? Good thinking. Yeah, that changes my vote if that's an option. I didn't know it was an option.
No, I'm not interested in going. It's not enough information for.
He's thinking.
I've got the application. It's a no at this time. I printed one of those. It's on my desk.
Okay.
So y'all are going to training for, oh, yeah, to make you better. And I told you it's already as good as you can be. And
yeah, I disagree. That's why I went to send her.
He said something like that.
Oh, you disagree.
I disagree. That's why I went to send her.
Okay. All right. What else?
Received an email from Brendan Neal. I think Jim and I talked to you a little bit about this.
The reason
that the mail room is on the agenda to discuss. She had an employee who wrecked in her own private vehicle while going to do the deposit.
Have you seen this, Bob?
What's that?
This Brendan Neal, the car accident.
I thought that's one.
I had already asked Dixie if the county was liable or responsible, and she got with Becky Cummings and said no because she was driving her personal vehicle. No, fix it.
Yeah, well, but she's on a county. She's on county assigned duties.
Well, is she on county assigned duties or state assigned duties?
I'm sorry, not county. State assigned duties.
Are they paid by us or are they paid by the state?
State. That's right. I remember having this conversation Friday. It's all state related.
If this were a county employee, we could be liable for an accident if they're on county business. But this is state business.
Right.
Why does it have anything to do with the county?
It doesn't.
It shouldn't. But I just kind of wanted to let you guys know. So she's wanting an extra person.
And that's why I put the mailroom back on there, because Carrie's back from being sick.
You guys can discuss that.
It's on the agenda. You guys.
She's wanting an extra person for what?
Because deposits and mail.
Because this person's hurt now? Or?
They're a person short in the office. And the reason I put the mailroom on the agenda is because we had tabled it until Gary got back from his illness. And the other reason was Helen and or Rick were looking at getting a bank deposit runner because it's not going to be...
They think it peoples.
But see, that's different. The problem was it was different than what we're doing. So.
And the response from... Becky is on back.
Ooh, you duplex, you save paper. That's very energy efficient. That's very green.
Very green of you.
So this this all needs to be sent to the state instead of sent to us.
Yeah, I don't think half of this applies to us.
Right, and that's what we had
decided Friday.
Told Brenda on Friday when she called.
Okay, as the Brenda's email mentioned, she did mention that. Oh, I know, is it Richard's, I think, party or somewhere. And I think she mentioned the deductible.
$250.
And the sense I got was that they were looking for county or evidently state. Now I'm hearing to pay the deductible.
Right. When she called on Friday, we think she's employed by the state.
So do you think Brenda is aware that it's not the county's deal?
Yes.
You do?
I talked to her.
Okay. That was after I talked to her, I guess, because I think it was. Well, do we ever want to mess with talking about this, Bob? And do we have other employees? I mean, I know we have employees walking, but do we have other employees using vehicles like this that we need to address? Or?
I'm sure we probably do. I mean, we have employees who use their own vehicles to go on to seminars and other things.
Well, get
going
the mail.
Out on business.
Run to Branson.
We pay mileage. Anytime we pay mileage, they're on county business. And if they have an accident while on county business, we could be liable if it's their fault. And that's one of the reasons why I think if we're allowing people to not only drive a county vehicle, but take care of any county business in their own vehicle, we ought to make sure they're licensed, insured, everything else, because we could be liable for these people that are, I mean, coming to and from work, they're not costing us anything if they get into an accident. But once they're doing something for us, they're actually working for us in their vehicle, we could be responsible.
So what, should we contact our insurance company and see if we're doing what we ought to be doing? Or?
Well, from a Tim Connell, right, because they do the liability part.
The guy that came down and talked to us, should we contact him and see if we're covering all our bases?
One Beacon actually.
If you want to, but some of the issues are, what if you have somebody that's got two DWIs before? They get their license back, and you say, go on up to Springfield, and they're using their own vehicle, and they get drunk and have an accident.
Are all attorneys just doom and gloom? Is that your job?
That's my job.
Look at him grin. He liked it. Yeah.
The
if they have an arrow from the little bighorn.
Yeah, you're fine. The if one Beacon guy may be back the first week of September.
I think that he's.
I got an email from Tim saying he's coming back through doing something else. So
I think we. I mean, they're there. They got the wisdom.
Oh, we need to listen to them. Sure.
See if there's something else we ought to do.
For them.
Huh?
Formulate questions for them, send them to them in advance. Say, "This, we'd like to talk to you about these issues, you know, having to do with being insured by you and what you would suggest." He can bring the suggestion. He can bring his suggestions with him.
You're typing. Does that mean you're going to do that? Or
no, I'm...
All right.
No, I'm just... regarding this, I don't think we have anything responsible. We can't help her with the bank deposits because it's a different bank than Great Southern. And the other thing is we're working on a mailroom person. That's really all of our responsibilities. We can't help it with the bank person because we don't go there, right? I mean, we're having a hard enough time with Great Southern because I know that our person over at the transfer station, because of the switch in banks, has added an extra 30 minutes a day now to making deposits. So that's soon to be on the agenda.
And again, you're thinking mailroom person might do that job?
Well, Great Southern actually has a courier service. So okay. We may just hire Great Southern to do it on the deposits.
Right.
That's what I think Helen's checking into that, is what I was told.
Okay. Going back to our deductible, and if this happened to be a county, do we, again, I guess that's a question for the insurance guy, because I mean, that could be us this time. That
it could be. And I mean, Bob has a point there. I mean, if this person were authorized to perform county duties has got a bad driving record, do we really want them driving for county business? And the answer would probably be no. I mean, do we do any type of driving checkups before they drive a county vehicle besides road and bridge people?
I don't think so.
I think that we have we require that they have a license. I think that's done through the auditor's office. I think we have some rules, but we don't have enough.
No. I think this is a beacon. The one thing that made us change our mind on those services was the services they provide. And that's one beacon.
Since Jim's not going to do it.
I'm writing a question right
Nikki,
now.
Nikki, how about you doing that?
I'm writing a question. I'm writing for right now to Tim Connell. And
oh, yes. Oh, okay.
I was doing something else. I was listening to Bob talk and so I could do two things at once.
Apologies.
Okay.
So,
I think Jim's doing it already.
I'm doing it right now.
You're off the hook.
We're on the web, aren't we?
Here we are.
Okay.
I'll send Jillian in.
Responsibilities.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, then let's just go ahead and jump in there. Motion to go in. Are you at 10:15, Bob?
Yes.
Yep. Motion to go into executive.
Second.
Aye. Chuck aye.
Jim aye.
Danny aye.
Kill the feed.